On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian, how are you?
Morena, Rachel, I am lost.
Oh, that's good. Oh, you're a little bit quiet. I'll see if I can sort that there. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there we go. That sounds a bit better. What's going on in Hollywood? What's happening in Tinseltown?
Well, I'm still doing that TCA thing, which is still ongoing, which is the TV press tour, where all the networks present all their new shows. It's all panels with all the talent from all the shows and sort of roundtable interviews and stuff like that. So it's been a full-on week, but lots of fun. I really, really enjoy it.
Anything that you're sort of particularly excited to hit the screens that you can talk about? I'm sure there's lots of exciting ones you can't.
Yeah, I did HBO Day yesterday. I did roundtables for this new Philip Roth adaptation, Plot Against America, which is amazing, which is set in 1940 and is about a speculative idea that Charles Lindbergh, who was a huge celebrity back then, he was maybe going to run for president, and in this story he runs for president and wins in 1940 on an isolationist platform to keep America out of the war and makes a deal with Hitler. And it's not like an alternate history sci-fi thing, it's just kind of the slow creep of fascism kind of story.
Wow, that sounds really interesting.
More relevant.
Yeah.
The book was written in 2004, and it's just chilling how pertinent it is. I got to meet Winona Ryder for that.
Oh, that's so cool. I'm very jealous.
Yeah, I that stirred up a lot of teenage memories, meeting her. So that was interesting. And, yeah, the show's written by David Simon, who's the creator of The Wire, among other shows.
Oh, nice.
An amazing journalist who became a TV writer. He's always a fascinating guy to talk to. And there's another show that HBO are playing called The Undoing, which Nicole Kidman stars in with Hugh Grant and a few other people. Very interesting limited series. Again, an adaptation of a book. It's not called The Undoing, but it's sort of set among rich people in New York, and terrible things happen to them, and I love stories like that.
Awesome. They sound like some good bits of TV. What's happening in the movie world, though? Is there anything that we should be keeping our eyes peeled for this weekend?
There's three major new releases this week. Bombshell, which is about the Fox News sexual harassment scandal, with Nicole Kidman, Charlize Theron, and Margot Robbie. I enjoyed this film. It's kind of a weird film. It's got kind of a light tone, which you wouldn't necessarily expect for a film. The subject matter, it's the guy who wrote The Big Short.
Okay.
And it's not a million miles away from that in terms of telling a corporate story with lots of moving parts and a kind of let's have a little sort of it's a weird one to describe. I mean, it's got some devastating, awful stuff in it, but it also tries to kind of keep you on your toes a little bit. But I recommend it. It's a cool film. Also, is Doolittle, which is a new big crazily expensive version of this guy can talk to animals story starring Robert Downey Jr. This is a very bizarre film.
So is this not, like Dr. Doolittle, basically?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Which was a book, and then it was a 60s movie, and then it was the 2000s movies with Eddie Murphy.
Those are the ones I grew up on.
Yeah, this is going back to the original text. It's a period piece set in England, and Robert Downey Jr. has this weird Welsh accent. Sounds like he's like biting his lower lip.
Oh dear.
Most of the time, and the CGI animals talking with contemporary accents and phrases, even though this appears to be set in the Victorian era, these animals are sassy and you should get ready for it. And this was a mess.
Oh, okay.
It was famously troubled production, lots of reshoots, new directors brought in. And nothing could be done. It's a disaster.
Is it a disaster that's worth watching, or is it kind of like maybe give that one a swerve?
It's not a so fun, not a so bad, it's good kind of thing.
Okay.
It's just a mess. I do not recommend watching this.
All right, so not Doolittle, but Bombshell sounds good. What's the third one?
Bad Boys for Life, which is the third Bad Boys film that they've been threatening to make for quite a long time now. Very much a throwback to an early 90s kind of action movie, just before those action movies got too nice, you know, and became all family friendly.
Mm-hmm.
This is an ode to an era when there was F words in there and people got stabbed brutally. I was looking forward to this because I have a lot of goodwill for this franchise and these characters and this kind of film. I found this to be a little bit overwrought.
Right.
It took itself a bit too seriously. There's some fun stuff in there, some cool action. But as someone who's predisposed to like a film that's trying to evoke an earlier era of action movies, I wasn't particularly blown away by it.
So Bombshell gets a big tick, Doolittle gets a big thumbs down, and then Bad Boys, what's it called? Bad Boys...
For Life.
For Life. Bad Boys for Life gets a shrug.
You're reducing my opinion to a very didactic situation here, Rachel. I'd like more nuance to play a role in my opinion. It's not just a thumbs up, thumbs down thing. These films all exist in a... But Doolittle's terrible.
Doolittle sucks.
And Bad Boys for Life is okay.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. I've definitely heard good things about Bombshell, so it's on my list of films to watch. I finally got around to seeing Little Women this week and had my big cry that I was expecting to have.
Great?
It's so good. Oh, it's so good. If you haven't been to see it yet, BFM listeners, highly recommend. It's a perfect Greta Gerwig movie.
Yeah, it's interesting how it's an adaptation of Little Woman, but it's also an adaptation about adaptation.
Yeah,
in a way you put yourself into your art and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I thought it was really, really nicely done. It kind of justifies a few plot lines that I enjoyed, or didn't actually enjoy necessarily when I was 11 reading the book. But thank you very much, Fabian Fanboy. Lovely to chat to you, and we'll speak to you again next week.
Awesome. Talk to you then. See you later. Bye.
Cheers.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Did you read Little Women?